What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome back, All the Smoke Unplugged, show number 3, coming to y'all. I mean, I'm always in L.A., but my brother Jack is in his hotel in L.A. Crazy story. So we just come back from New York. I get home. The nanny comes to me and the brand new computer that all the new shit we got for this show. Nanny says, I don't know how it happened, but your Ashton took a bath and somehow your computer ended up in the tub. So my shit is shot. I'm coming to you from my phone today. Anyway, life is still good. We got the dog father, the one and only legendary Snoop. After this show, we're heading out to the compound. He's got Underdogs coming out, a new movie on Amazon Prime. Definitely looking forward to catching up with him and checking up that movie.
Yes, sir.
Jack, what's good, man? You came straight from New York to L.A., right?
Yeah, man. I thank Christina for putting me right where I'm at, man. It's comfortable. It's comfortable as hell in this hotel. I've been catching up on my rest the last 2 days. Ready to work, yeah. Man. I needed to reboot, and Christina put me in the perfect location.
Obviously, JR and Snoop, those be two-time offenders. You've had about 215-plus episodes. Anyone else you want to see, you want to get your hands on again, pause, get them back on the show for a second round?
Yeah, man, I got two requests. I would love to get Jamie Foxx back on the show.
Ooh.
And I think,
bro, remember how much he had us laughing before, not to cut you off, how much we were laughing before we even started?
Imagine that in person.
Love it.
That'd be crazy. And two, I want to get Prime back on the show. Got to get Prime
back. Yeah. Well, I talked to Prime. He said he's definitely going to sit down with us. So I just talked to him couple days ago. So we'll definitely lock in there. Mine would be Kevin Hart had me laughing, bro.
Yes.
Kevin Hart had me laughing. And then I would say any of the COVID shows we did. I mean, we had CP3, we had Draymond. Remember we had E40 and Short. Remember we had E40 and Short on at the same time. I love to have them in person and get the fellowship. So anyway, we're going to start getting round two of some folks. Great trip, New York, Jack. First and foremost, got a chance to sit down with John Skipper and Dan Le Batard. You know, shout out the Metal Lark team. Really excited about just teaming up with them and picking their brain, leaning on them, utilizing their resources. You know, they said to us, and I already knew, but, you know, we bring a different dimension to what they do, and they definitely value that. So I'm looking forward to that. I know you had conversations with both of them.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Like you said, we bring another dimension, but we more alike than we knew. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of the same goals. And like I told them earlier, the fact that they want to see us win and build what we're trying to build and what in the back us and give us the room to do it, I mean, there's no better appreciation to that. So to them, I just want to let them know that we're going to do our job and we appreciate them believing in us. But this is the dream team put together. They better watch out because we're coming crazy.
You know what's crazy to me that makes me smile? I've been thinking about it ever since. I mean, we just got blessed with an amazing new drill from DraftKings, and Dan said, "Oh, this money you just got is nothing." I said, "Oh shit! Talk to me." So no, definitely excited to team up with them guys, and look for us, man. 2024, we coming through.
Yes, sir.
Jack, shout out to our brother Udonis Haslam, who just recently got his jersey retired in Miami. You went out and gave him a shout out, gave him his flowers, said it was well deserved. And then our guy, P Square, Paul Pierce.
OG Bird. Sucker
Paul. Hey, OG Bird. Paul said it was given opposed to earned. Obviously, I fuck with Paul heavy. We work out every day. UD and I came into the league together. When you saw what Paul, first of all, thoughts on UD getting his jersey retired?
I mean, like I said, feel like it's an honor for him because it felt like all the real ones, you know, that'll never see that day. It felt like we got our jersey retired. You know what I'm saying? He's the definition of solid. You know what I'm saying? He's the definition of standing on his moral. He loyal. He's been there for a long time, got multiple championships. He played his role to a T. We always talk about being a star at your role. He's the mascot of that. So for what he's done for the city, being a hometown boy, for being loyal, the relationship he has with Pat Riley, what he's done to the team, the relationship he has with the guys that come through there, and that's respected by the guys who come through there and won championships. Nobody deserves more than UD. So I just wanted to give him his flowers from a real one to a real one. You know, I felt like my jersey got retired on that day.
Straight up. I love that. And, I mean, if you think about his story, man, that's a fucking dream. Undrafted, three-time champion
right
in your hometown. You played 20 years.
Facts.
An integral part, you know, played his key role, played his part, like you said, in the first championship. And then what I want to give him a shout-out for – to me, is the hardest part of what he did was sitting there knowing he's not going to play and still have the right attitude, energy, help direct the young boys, help keep the organization, you know, doing his part to keep the organization on track. Because, Jack, you know, like, it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me to sit on the bench and coach my kids. I couldn't imagine, you know, sitting with all due respect, maybe his last 4 or 5 years, he didn't get a chance to play, play as much or hardly. But he kept the right energy, the right spirit. Remember, he checked and almost had to put hands on Jimmy at one point, and I think that team needed that. So, to me, just a consummate pro, man, 20 years, again, 3 chips. Definitely shout out to our brother UD.
Yes, sir.
Now, to the bullshit, what
always
what Paul did, yeah. Well, so what were your thoughts? You know, when you seen OG Burnt,
you know,
say what he said.
You know, man, one thing about us, man, and you know, that's why people come at us a lot. We cool with disagreeing. Like, you can disagree with us; it don't bother us. You know what I'm saying? Like, when P said that, P entitled his opinion, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I look at it totally different. You know, P had his battles with them guys. You know what I'm saying? They probably got some type of beef or some type of situation from when they played. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They both my partners. But regardless how somebody else feels about somebody, I don't dictate me showing them love or how I feel about them. You know, they got their own thing. I don't get in people's shit.
Yeah, I mean, no, they definitely got smoke. I think on UD and Mike Miller's podcast, their new podcast, OGs or something like that. Forgive me for mispronouncing if that ain't it. He said, I just saw the clip. I didn't see the episode. He said it's on site still with Ticket and Paul, that he would slap him in a grocery store, man, or some shit like that. So I guess that was just I think that was just P's rebuttal. And to be honest with you, obviously I don't want to see no funk, but I think it's funny. I think it's dope. Again, them guys battled, you know what I mean, and went back and forth, and you know, won championships and lost championships because of each other. So I think it's good to see a little bit of old man, you know, reliving the glory days and talking their shit. But you know, I definitely think, again, obviously UD is not a Hall of Famer, but he's a role player, and he's a leader, and that's what I respect. And like you said, a lot of us will never see that, but we're similar.
Hey, let me say one more thing. If any player that comes to the NBA could be a lifer with any organization, they would love that. They would die for that.
Come on, man.
A team you played for, bled for, and gave championship to, and you still can be a part of it when you retire and still make good money. Like, every player would want that. So don't knock UD for that.
And keeping Jack in your hometown. You know what I mean? Like, how, like, you still at the crib too. So yeah, it's just like, crazy. It's not like you live in another city, bro. You in where you grew up at. You know what I mean? So I love his story. I love his journey, and definitely happy for him. Speaking of jerseys going up, Jack, there's still some jerseys of Hall of Fame players that haven't been retired yet. One is obviously BC, half man, half amazing. Our brother Vince Carter in Toronto. That jersey's not retired, which is fucking crazy.
Yep.
Kevin Garnett in Minnesota. That jersey's not retired. Fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Dwight Howard in Orlando. Incredible. Again, we always shout out Dwight because, you know, we know how good he really was, and I got a chance to play with him, and that dude is nothing to play with. But he doesn't have his jersey retired in Orlando. Unbelievable. Thoughts on those three guys right there, and I'm sure there's more. We're missing some, but just those three come to name.
You know, just Vince alone, the Nets, and motherfucking Toronto should have been retired Vince jersey. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Dog. Like, some people would just never be drafted by first team all common sense, bro. They would never be on that team. It don't make sense. And KG. Like, what y'all waiting for? I don't understand. Is that these three people you named, it doesn't even make sense why these people jerseys are not retired. But what they did for the game, what they did for these organizations, is like stupid. And I even throw one more person in there, dog. And I really feel like this person jersey needs to be retired too. I feel like San Antonio need to retire Malik Rose jersey. I really feel like that, for what he did for the organization the time he was there.
Okay. Shit, if you say so. I mean, people are going to be like, why, Jack, what are you talking about? It will explain what, you know, explain why or what he did or how important you felt he was to keeping things together.
Well, he wasn't there for all those championships, but the time he was there, he was asked to play a big role. I was there and I seen it. David Robinson was hurt. He was having back surgery. And they asked Malik to play center. You remember around the time Tim didn't want to be a center. He always wanted to be a power forward. So Malik at 6'6 had to play a center. Malik played center the whole year for 2 years when David was in and out. And then the year he had to play center when David was hurt most of the year, we ended up winning the championship. So for what he'd done in the role he played when David Robinson couldn't play at the end of his career, when they still was depending on him, he stepped up big time at 6'6 and played center and power forward.
On top of everything you mentioned, he's just a great human being.
Great dude. He's working in the league now, I think, for the Hawks.
Yeah.
No, 76ers are the Hawks, one of them. Yeah.
Shout out Malik Rose. Great dude. Something new, which I kind of like, Jack, because, you know, we know, and we don't want to sound like these old motherfuckers are talking about back when I played, but when we played, you know, it wasn't as friendly of a league as it is now. And we were friends, or guys could be friends, but on the court, it was war, you know? And I think this is not just the NBA. I think overall, AU, I see it like all these kids are close and all these guys are close and these guys in the leagues are close. So I say all that to say, Ant-Man and Shay got into it the other night. Mm-hmm. And I think it was good, but I'm going to kind of break down what happened. That was the game where, you know, it was a back and forth game. Ant got fouled down the stretch and missed all three free throws.
Which he can't do.
OKC ends up winning. Can't do that, first and foremost. Ant's one of my favorite players, though, but Shea is also one of my favorite players. I think Shea finished with 34. How many Shea have?
33.
They had 33, yep. And Ant had 19. But then post game is where it kind of got funny, where Ant says you can't touch him or touch him at any time during the game. It's super hard to beat. The team is a good team, especially when they get calls like that. Shea follows up, and one thing about Shea is he just doesn't really do too much talking. Period.
He just drops bars.
Like him, he just hoops, bro. Yeah, and all his captions and his IGs are normally a bar or a gym. So Shea follows up with a cryptic caption that says, "They talk about me for my post game, not my post game. Talk about the niggas cold in the post, and you don't have to worry about what he's saying in the post game." So I think that was obviously a little shot at Ant. But tell me, how good do you think this is for the Common League, especially with two of the best players in the world going at each other?
Great for the league. I love the competition.
Love, you know, it.
We know both of these young kids are stars and futures of the league and stand up kids. We know it ain't gonna go no farther than the court. So that's why I love it. I know it's just basketball, but Ant-Man, I got him and Ant-Man both fighting for MVP. But Ant-Man, there's some game from your OG, bro. When you miss three free throws to send the game in overtime or to win it, you can't say nothing in the post game. You the star. You the star. So the three free throws, that's what you should be harping on. You shouldn't be harping on the fouls that Shy got, you know what I'm saying? Because you went to the line a lot too. So just some free game, no hate, just give me some game. But take care of what you take care of. You hit them three free throws, the game might end different. But I like it. I love it. I like both of them. They both my two front runners for MVP.
Yeah, to your point, I mean, Shea had 13 free throw attempts, Ant had 10. So it was right there. But again, my favorite thing about all this is SGA is only 25 and Ant is only 22. So this is going to keep going, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Jack, something interesting out of San Antonio, somewhere you won a championship. Spurs staffers don't text Wembanyama past 9:30 because they know he'll be in bed reading. So I guess he's on a real strict routine of just, you know, figuring out what his routine is while he's in the NBA. All of us have routine, but this guy, I guess he's to the point. He's sticking to it, something that he came up with where, you know, he's in bed by 9:30 reading and then I guess lights out. I kind of laughed again. First of all, before we say anything else, we respect the shit out of this. We just laughed because it was just so far from what we were. But Jack, think, you know, thoughts on his, you know, his discipline, his routine, and, you know, whether that'll serve him well or not.
Hey, man, stick to your routine. Stick to your routine. Do what's best for you, because they tried to give us all the books, and the ones that didn't read the books didn't stay there long. So my game is read the book, act like you know what was going on in that motherfucker. When you ask questions about it, you better know it, because the ones that didn't read the books that was out in the club with me and doing all that, they got out of San Antonio real fast. I wasn't reading no goddamn book. If I wanted to read a book, I would have went to college.
But whether it's read a book or read books, or that's just his thing, I mean, that's his thing. And again, I respect it. You know, one of our producers texted us this morning that when we talk about this story, and he said, "What were you doing? What were you guys doing at 9:30? And I said, "Smoking, drinking, and enjoying female company." So
maybe he can beat Cat Williams' record in reading books. Didn't Cat Williams say he won like 9,000 books or some shit like that?
A year. 6,000 years since he was little. Shout out, Cat. After all this shit dies down, because again, I don't want to do it for, you know, obviously what he did and 50 million views on the show. Like, I don't want to do it for the wrong reasons and the drama. Cat is just my homie for real. That was a movie I was Meet the Blacks. You know what I mean? I was out there fucking with my man Deion Taylor. That was the first time Deion brought Cat and Mike together, and I hit Jack because we were out in Atlanta. Cat is just a funny mother. Him and Mike Epps for the first time back together. There was so much talking and shit talking, bro. It was so much fun. So I just want to sit down with Cat soon once the dust settles and just chop it up and check in with him, man. Especially after I seen him take his shirt off and run that 40. That boy's fast.
Hey, and it's true. I seen it with my own eyes. I seen him smoke about 20 blunts and he didn't roll not one of them.
Oh, heavy. Heavy.
He has a blunt roll.
I went out and stayed with him one time out in Atlanta, and we golfed and everything. But when I tell you, like, bro has what he says he has, like the women around and women rolling, and like they work for him. It's a well-oiled machine. And we went out and golfed, and I played better than him. Bro, he was so mad that I was playing better. He was cussing. He was mad as fuck. But anyway, man, shout out our dog, Cat Williams.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how we got on him, but definitely looking forward to catching up with him soon. Something really dope. You know, obviously – Chris Webber's my OG. You know, took me under his wing when I was in college, and would come home in Sacramento and work in the summertime, and made me leave a guaranteed deal to go play with Sac at the end of their run. And then I was a throw-in trade when he went to Philly, and really kind of came like a big brother father figure to me. But most recently, the Fab Five was back together in Michigan. The whole squad. Great to see those guys back, Jack. You know, obviously there's, you know, we're not sure exactly what it was, but Jalen and Webb weren't seeing eye to eye for a while. But, you know, obviously Juwan Howard over there coaching, they said Jim Harbaugh was instrumental in, getting Webb back on campus is what we heard. Not sure if that was the truth or not. But when you see all these guys back together and know what they meant for us growing up and what they meant for culture, what are your thoughts?
I loved it, bro. I love to see them back together. Not only the Fab Five and what they meant to us growing up and, you know, being able to be us, showing us that where you from, or regardless of how you grow up, play the basketball and wear your shorts and be who you are. But also, you know, they had two guys. You can't have nothing fabulous without having somebody from Texas. And they had two guys from Texas, Ray and Jimmy. Both guys from Texas, both a little older than me, guys that were stars in Texas on the high school scene when we were coming up. So it was good to see those guys come back. I hope they all get their just due. And I hope some kind of way that these guys can get some type of benefit back from all the stuff that was stole from them over the years. You know, the money, the endorsements, all the stuff that they did for the game that a lot of players and schools are benefiting from now. I think they deserve some type of just due. So to see them back together, hopefully that'll inspire somebody to put them back in the game some type of way.
Put their bandits up, man. Was that two Final Four runs in the 2 years before these guys bounced? So, and then another note, I've been talking shit to Webb because obviously the Detroit Lions are coming to them. We're going to get to that a little bit later, but coming to the Bay to get down with the Niners. But when they won their first playoff game, I hear Webb was like, congratulations to your state, your city, and your family. And he hit me back rolling. I mean, they're such diehard Detroiters that the fact that the Lions are popping now, So obviously after seeing, you know, however long there, you know, there was disconnection with the Fab Five, makes me think, Jack, is there any rivalries or people that are kind of beefing, whether it be sports or any across sports in general that you would like to see, you know, squash it? You know, you see MJ and Barkley, you know, at one point were best friends. You know, Charles talked about it. We had him on the show. They have a little funk. Obviously, MJ and Isaiah. Isaiah talked about it on the show. You know, they have some smoke. Russ and KD, not really sure where that's at, but they were incredible when we were together. Any other that you think of or just thoughts in general on, you know, these guys squashing it and moving forward?
For me, you know, two people that I admire, two people, you know, that I looked up to in basketball, I want Scotty and MJ to fix that. I think it's important for them to respect each other and have a relationship for what they've done for the game. You can't think about Mike without Scotty. You can't think about Scotty without Mike. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that it's a little friction and all the stuff that's going on with the families and stuff like that, which we really don't know all of, but we know it's not where it should be, the brotherhood where it should be, you know, with Mike and Pip. I hopefully they can come back and fix their relationship because I think the world want to see that one.
That's a good call. I got a chance to sit with Pip the other night because our kids played against each other in a high school game, and, you know, we chopped it up. Definitely didn't discuss that. But, yeah, I mean, I would agree. But, you know, I think the cold part is, Jack, that I don't really think Mike gives a fuck.
No, he don't.
I just don't think Mike
know that. Now, that's
gives a fuck. Right. So, that, you know, the fact that I think it would be good for the sport and good for all of us, and obviously you never want to leave on bad terms, you know, with someone you love because tomorrow's never guaranteed. You know, you see Shaq kind of saying how much he regrets kind of leaving, you know, stones unturned with Kobe before Kobe, you know, unfortunately left us. So you never really want to see that because, you know, like you said, you know, all these guys are great and it would be great to move past it. But another point, we just know Mike, it seems like Mike don't really give a fuck about none of that. Anything we say, he don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm MJ.
Fuck it.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe will win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
NCAA, man, the NCAA, this story's crazy as fuck. The NCAA just awarded 2 players the 9th season of competition. What the fuck is going on? Jack, I'm going to let you get into this first, but I really have an opinion on this, and I don't like it at all, but go ahead.
I'm honored to make this announcement on All the Smoke today. You know, this is something that I've been thinking about, you know, and I wanted to do it for a while. I never thought about it, but the fact that this news came out with the guy getting his 9th year, you know, with me thinking, you know, a long time on it and talking to y'all about it, I'm going to use my 4 years in college, and I'm going to come back and play football. I haven't said anything to anyone, but this is a news flash. I know it's going to go viral when I say it. Prime, I'm actually working out, getting ready. I see you still asking people to come to the school, so. Think about me. We homeboys. I don't want no favors. Just let me come out there and practice and show you what I could do. I know they got a new coach.
But you also said, Jack, not to cut you off, you said you're not the full field, though. You can only be used in one area.
Yeah, well, you know, all teams, if you look forward to bringing me to your program, I've always been a star in my role. I know what I'm good at. As you see, we've been successful, you know, for a long time. So I know what I'm good at. And at this point in my life and age, I'm a red zone receiver. 10 yards in, give it a shot at the corner, throw it up. If I can't grab it on 1 or 2 downs, just sit me down. I know my role. I can't make it all the way up the field. I'm not coming across the middle, only in the end zone. Mm-hmm. So for all the schools that's out there that are looking for an athletic 6'8", 230-pound receiver that can catch, that's not scared, that's a known champion on every level he's played on, think about bringing me into your school. But Prime, I'm here.
Yeah. He also blows dope and is not a very good student, but I don't know if any of those matter. I don't know if any of those matter. I don't know if any of that shit matters, but if we just talk about fantasies, I'm all for it. Contact All the Smoke Productions.
9 years, bro. Come on, man. 9 years, bro. Let me use my phone, man. I got four left, man. Let me get mine.
Man, I don't like it because we both got kids coming through the pipeline stacking, and all of them, you know, will go to college at some point. And you see these kids that are 23, 24, 20, 23 is not that bad, 24, 25, 20, like, give that shit up, man. Like, you're fucking up positions for kids that are 17 or 18 who are actually supposed to be in college. And I understand injuries happen and COVID happened, but 9 years, and this is, I'm not even disrespecting y'all, because this might be your guys, it's most likely it's gonna be your last run, so I feel you. But 9 years, like, come on, man, let some young kid come in there and get a chance, because the way I look at it is they're keeping one other person from getting an opportunity. And yeah, if you haven't figured out in 9 years, bro, if you ain't figured out in 9 years, with all due respect, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, and all you people that's thinking about doing that, listen, we know what you're doing. We know what you're doing. We know that you know. Once college is over, it's over for you. No more sports, no more getting picked first, no more jerseys, no more chicks, no more none of that. We get it. You're trying to prolong it because you know you're not champion or professional talent. I get it. But if somebody's going to come in there and knock you out your spot anyway, bro, years is crazy, dog. Come on.
And it's not even because, like I said, I don't even like to hate on people at all. But, like, I'm just saying it from a standpoint of, like, I'm knowing what kind of how you're clogging up the pipeline and how the transfer portal's super weird now and got dudes staying extra long. It's just too much, man. You got, you know, you got 4 or 5 years to prove yourself. If you can't do it in that amount of time.
And to my team, I need to patent this because I patented my other two lines already, but I need to patent this. Truth sounds like hate to people who hate the truth. It ain't hate, Matt. It's just the truth. You've been in school too goddamn long, bro. There ain't nobody hating on you. It's just the truth, bro. How many degrees you going to get? You ain't enough for sports.
Yeah, like,
you can't be enough for sports, all right? People that's in school that's going to professional level in sports 3-4 years, not 9. So it's not going to happen. Yeah. Truth sounds like hate to people who hate the truth.
Cheers. Jonathan Majors dropped from the Dennis Rodman movie 48 Hours in Vegas. Lionsgate was set to produce that. You know, obviously it's been a huge fallout for him since the situation with his ex, and we don't really have to get into that, but Jack, I didn't really pay close attention, but I did see the situation when they showed the video where he's trying to run away from this woman, and somehow, some way, it still became an incident. So unfortunate for both people, and again, you know, we wish everybody the best, but it seems like his opportunities have continued to drop. We say all that to say, if Jonathan Majors isn't playing Dennis Rodman, I think I have the perfect person to fill in for him.
Who would that be?
You. You. Y'all got the same nose size. You guys are both got tattoos. You guys are both wild. You know, you was an NBA player, so you know how to get down. I think you're going to be a good actor. Someone just said the other day that they really like your chops. Pause. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for you. So what do you think about me thinking that you can replace Jonathan Majors and play Dennis Rodman? You must be so excited that you're silenced.
Fuck no. Never, ever. Ever, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. No, no.
Before you say anything crazy.
I will not be a star in my role in that role.
Okay. Before you say anything crazy, we still trying to get Rodman on the show. So.
No, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be a star. I wouldn't be the best Steven Jackson in that role. I wouldn't want that one.
No, we wouldn't want you to be Steven Jackson. Yeah, we'd want you to be Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I couldn't play a good Dennis Rodman. Much as I respect him and look up to him, I couldn't play a good him.
But it's only 48 hours in Vegas. It was the one time. Who told us about that, where he bounced for 48 hours? Someone told us about that story, didn't they? John Sally. Yeah. Bounced, went to Vegas, party, got it in. Drugs, women, alcohol, and came back and went to work. I mean, that sounds like something you can do.
Yeah, I mean, in real life, but not from behind, not for no cameras and acting like somebody else. I can be Steven Jackson and do that. Yeah, for real. Okay. Yeah, I can do all that naturally. And we can film me doing it, but not as somebody else.
Moving along. AFC and NFC championships are set. Next Sunday, we're going to see the Chiefs versus the Ravens. Before we get into this, Jack, I want to shout out Lamar Jackson, man. If you remember a year ago, you know, last 5 games was injured, leaving it up, didn't play. Media was shitting on him. Doesn't love the game. He's not hurt. Team was leaking information on him. All the major outlets were talking shit on him. No NFL team would take a chance on him. And through all that, stayed down, stayed strong, stayed ready, comes back this year, and is front runner for the MVP. I mean, 24 touchdowns, 7 INTs, 67% completion percentage, 3,700 yards passing, 820 yards rushing, 5 rushing touchdowns, obviously leading rusher for all quarterbacks, and 5.5 per carry, which is the leading rush yard per attempt for anyone who qualifies. So I just, you know, I say all that to say it's just I hate when sports media paints these pictures on dudes. And Lamar's not someone who talks much, so he just had to sit back, and his family and his friends and, you know, everyone had to sit back and take all the negative shit that was said about him. And all those people that were talking shit about him last year, Jack, what are they doing now? Singing his praises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. But,
singing
but
his
you know,
praises.
But this way it go back to, man, it's just that this goes to show that you still got old racist owners, because that didn't just come from the media. That came from up top, man. It wasn't the media saying don't sign. It was them teams getting together, them old racist owners that don't know nothing about football, just got money. They got together and created a little cult. Okay, we going to say we not going to sign him. When have they ever done that? We going to go in the media and say we don't want him off the rip. You ain't got nothing to do with him. He probably not even talking to your team. But that goes to show that a lot of people involved in the game don't know the game. But talent and doing what you're supposed to always will rise at the top. I'm so proud of Lamar for handling the way he handled it. He got his money, and now look at him, an MVP season, finna be MVP for the second time. Just a lot of times all you got to do is let your product do the talking. You ain't really got to pay attention to the nonsense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And all those teams that said they didn't want him, I mean, there may be three teams in the NFL that are probably set with their quarterback. He's better than everybody else, and he's the best quarterback in the game this year. So, I hate, you know, again, when the media does that shit, but – is what it is. Back to the game. Mahomes, big win yesterday. The Bills kicker missed a crucial field goal to tie the game up, and it sent Kansas City to Baltimore for the AFC Championship. Did you see Jason Kelce jump out of the suite and drink beers with the fans?
Yeah, I just feel like he had to come get some of that. I'm tired of seeing Taylor Swift every commercial, every highlight, every time the Chiefs make a play, they go to Taylor Swift like she they cheerleader, bro. Like, I get it, bro. Right. I get it, but they milking it too much. They weren't doing that with Ciara and Russ when Russ first came in.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. Y'all didn't have Ciara all over the commercials and showing up every time Russ made a good play. Y'all got to stop that, but y'all making it too obvious.
Taylor Swift's America's sweetheart, but no, it was good to
we
get a little change
her.
Up.
It ain't got nothing to do with her, bro. It's just the way they doing it.
Yeah, I don't know that they're piggybacking off her, off her stardom. It's always the business. But it was good to see Big Bro out there with no shirt on, cold as fuck, chugging beers at the
enjoying
band,
retirement.
Being regular. I love that kind of shit. Again, oh yeah, shout out Jason Kelce, man. Hell of a run, hell of a career. Great run, and obviously a very successful, I think, the number one sports podcast in the world, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm sure life after football will be great, but definitely salute you and salute bro next week.
Yep.
Jack, who do you got? Ravens, Chiefs, who you got?
So I'm neutral. I mean, I'm at this point, I'm rooting for players that I got a relationship with. My team is long gone. We're going to be gone for about the next 5 seasons the moves we making. So I want to see Lamar and OBJ get the championship, you know, because that's my I'm cool with OBJ and I'm a fan of Lamar. Mm-hmm. But I also on the flip side of it, I like the Chiefs. I like the quarterback. I think he's probably one of the best we've ever seen, you know, if not the best. And we've had Travis Kelce on the show, and I bumped into him a lot. Super cool dude, man. You know what I'm saying? He's almost a brother. So I want to see them continue to have success. You know, what him and Mahomes has been doing has been amazing. So I'm just rooting for players at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope it's a good game. I feel the same way. You know, fans of Lamar, happy for the, you know, OG Odell to be able to get back on his feet after all the injuries and turbulence in his career. And then again, you know, friend of the program, Travis Kelce, and then I'm a huge Mahomes fan and what they do. So definitely looking forward to a great game. Niners and Lions. I already know who you got.
I already know who you got.
Yeah, of course you do. I actually got a jacket here for you, Jack. This motherfucker got your name on it too. That shit look good, don't it? That shit. Ooh, y'all ain't seen this one. This is a custom boy.
Yeah, I wear it.
You, Y'all bring, yeah, in honor of Snap Marley. We know your brother, man. Rest in peace to the great Snap Marley. We know he was a big Niner fan, so should I bring that if you want today when we shoot at Snoop?
I would definitely cheer for us. If I don't make it to the game, I'm definitely getting me a 49er jersey with my brother's name on it.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't support no other team, but this is different. So I might give me a 49er jersey with Lito on it and wear it and support y'all the rest of the way.
That'd be dope. I mean, because there ain't no reason to support the Cowboys' heart. Moving on. Jack, this is dope. Obviously, Detroit hasn't, you know, been good in football. I think they haven't been to the NFC Championships in 1991. You know, there was Hard Knocks with the Detroit Lions, I think, a season and a half ago or two seasons ago when Dan Campbell was introduced, a former Lions player when they were terrible. And he had a quote, "We're going to kick you in the teeth. And then when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite you in the fucking kneecap." He didn't say fucking, but I just wanted to add that just to kind of let you know where he's at. And again, that sounded better. Two seasons later, these guys are in the NFC Championship, man. Obviously, another story, Jeff Goff. You know, the switch for him and Stafford. Stafford goes in and wins the Super Bowl. Jared Goff. Also another, you know, a great storyline for Detroit is Jared Goff. You know, the big trade for him and Stafford. Stafford goes out to the Rams and wins the Super Bowl right away. And now, you know, Goff has an opportunity to, you know, get his team to the Super Bowl. So you already know it's bang, bang, Niner gang over here. But another good, Debo's 50-50. If we don't have Debo, it's going to be scary. I'm not sold all the way on Purdy. Just like I wasn't sold all the way on Garoppolo, so that quarterback position scares me for our team. But you know, outside of that, you know, our D line is crazy and our linebackers are crazy, so we shall see. But it's definitely gonna be a good Sunday. Two great games. Best of luck to everybody. Hope everybody stays healthy. And we'll see y'all in the Super Bowl. Closing, Jack, we had a great run in New York. You know, we're going out to do Snoop today after we drop Snoop for his new movie, Underdog. We're going to get to our regularly scheduled program. We have Sebastian Telfair, Dan Levitar, Rod Strickland, Busta Rhymes, and our guy Tim Thomas. Thoughts on that little New York run?
Man, it was a blessing. Great start for us, for all the Smoke Productions, man. Getting to meet Skipper and Dan Levitar, getting to talk to them, and you know what I'm saying, just get being able to show them my appreciation, but also getting off on a good start with Rod Strickland, with Bassie, Tim Thomas, Busta Rhymes, you know, and Dan Libertad interview. We got up to a great New York run, but just the fact that we were able to come together, knowing where we headed, everybody getting to hear everybody's ideas and really understand that we all on the same page and believing in each other, it's a great way to start the year in January. So I'm excited to be a part of this team.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great episodes too. You know, obviously Telfair is Bassie's been being Bassie, you know, back in the media. And happy for him to be able to tell his story, even if it's crazy or even if he's a little burnt out, but we had a blast with him. Busta Rhymes, man, he sat down and talked to us for 3 hours and opened up, and his people's like, yo, he's never sat down and talked to nobody like that. So great stories that he told. Obviously Rod Strickland, I really loved Rod, the way he reflected, Jack, and talked about, you know, all the and the shit that happened to him, his fault, where could he have been better at, and to me that's always growth. And then Tim Thomas, you know, with a grown man in high school,
legend,
and, you know, bump heads with Kobe for the number one player in your guys' class for a while, and you know, had a nice successful career. So definitely looking forward to that run. We got a nice little slate in LA this week. You know, obviously Snoop, the legendary Cheech and Chong,
yes,
Rich Paul, and who's the last one? I'm missing somebody.
Keyshawn
Johnson.
Yeah,
Keyshawn Johnson.
Mr.
So
USC.
Definitely looking forward to talking to him. Yeah. So man, good catching up. I'm going to see you in a couple hours. You can catch Unplugged every Tuesday on All the Smoke Productions YouTube. And like, man, we're going to see y'all soon.
See y'all soon.
Peace.
Peace.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.